Wildfires in Spain appear to have spared the Deep Space Network station outside Madrid, as we learn from Dave Lee, M9TLB.
Following the evacuation of personnel from a Deep Space Network ground station imperiled by wildfires in Spain, NASA has announced that the site has avoided major damage. The site, known as the Madrid Deep Space Communications Complex, is run jointly by NASA and the European Space Agency. NASA's press secretary, Bethany Stevens, announced on social media that on July the 25th, antennas and buildings appeared to have been spared fire-related damage, which affected mainly vegetation and paved areas. The agencies will take more comprehensive looks later, as allowed by conditions. The site, west of Madrid, which has five 34-meter antennas and a 70-meter antenna, is one of three stations in the Deep Space Network. The others are near Canberra, Australia, and in Goldstone, California. Both of those sites were actively communicating with spacecraft as of July the 24th, but the antennas at the Madrid station are, for now, off the air. It was unclear when the antennas would be operational again. The cooperative nature of the three sites permitted the California station to pick up initial responsibility for communications before transferring that to the station in Australia. This is Dave Lee, M9TLB.
The trio of microsatellites described as fire towers in the sky have been launched. As planned, FireSat 1, 2, and 3 were launched on the 7th of July. The project is supported by the Earth Fire Alliance, and its goal is to track various types of wildfires across five continents. As reported earlier on Newsline, the satellites have received support from a $26 million grant from the Bezos Earth Fund and have the support of Google. The nonprofit Earth Fire Alliance is hoping to have enough satellites in place eventually so that every point on the planet will be seen every 20 minutes. A half dozen hams are making final preparations for their trip to a remote, uninhabited Russian archipelago in the Arctic Ocean and have secured permission for accommodation, as we hear from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The RI-1FJL Russian The Expedition Team to Front Yosef has announced that they have received permission from the management of the Ernst-Krenkel Polar Observatory, allowing the six operators to stay at the base on Heise Island during their activation. Heise Island, IOTA EU-019, is the world's northernmost DXCC. The Franz Josef Land Archipelago is a glacial region about 870 kilometers or 540 miles from the North Pole. Reporting on the DX World website, team leader Vasily R7AL said that the group now expects to depart on the 7th of August with an estimated date of arrival on the island on the 15th. This is Jeremy Bucci for NJH.
In the world of DX, Aki JK1JXZ will be on the air as T2JK from Funafuti, Tuvalu, IOTA number OC015, until the 7th of August. He's looking to extend his stay until the 14th of August. Listen for him on 80 through 6 meters. Yon DL4XT is active holiday style as 4K stroke DL4XT from Azerbaijan through to the 8th of August. He is using sideband CW and FC8 on 20 through 10 meters. Sands PK4WXW is on the air from Willis Island, IOTA number OC007 from the Australian Bureau of Meteorology's Weather Monitoring Facility. He expects to be active until late October or early November. He also expects to become increasingly active with the call sign VK9WX using sideband and FC8 on 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters. Listen for Philip EA4NF, who will be active on FM Low Earth Orbit satellites from the Bahamas using the call sign C6AUB from the 19th through to the 23rd of August. He will be operating in full duplex mode. For more operating details and QSL information for any of these stations, please visit their pages on QRZ.com. We end this week's newscast by introducing you to the co-hosts of a YouTube channel that focuses on ham radio and ham radio life and is enjoying a rapidly growing international audience. Ralph Squatchy, KK6ITV, tells us their secret ingredient.
There is no doubt Quinn, K8QS, and Tom, WA9TDD, have ham radio perspectives. For one thing, the friends who have remained close since their Chicago high school years in the 1960s have their individual voices and their definite views. For another thing, they have ham radio perspectives because that's the name of the YouTube channel they co-host. The heart, the humor, and even the humility they bring to the task has been attracting about 2,000 new subscribers a month. Like most those TAMs, Tom and Quinn are always investigating what makes things work. And so they look inside the culture of amateur radio. And yes, we do have a culture. Their lively podcasts have explored the evolution of hamfests and even the history of DXing, taking a somewhat anthropological view of DXers themselves as the hunters and gatherers of HF. Their positive approach extends to their viewers who are invited to pose questions about antennas, grounding issues, and even QSL cards. Viewers are also encouraged to send in funny or even embarrassing stories to match the ones they hear in the show. Quinn told Newsline during a recent video interview, quote, "We are role models in what it means to have friends in the hobby," end quote. The show's goal is to restore the personal element and humanity that was stripped from so many of our lives during the isolating years of the pandemic. Even as they laugh together, they're also solving problems together, or trying to. They both told Newsline, quote, "We are friends no matter what," end quote. As to the question of what makes things work, well, they may have figured that out after all. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB.
Well, thanks to Amateur Radio Daily, AMSAT News, ARRL, BBC, David BR, K7DB, Derek SB9, DLM, 425 DX News, Ham Radio Perspectives, IEEE Spectrum, International Dog Day, and Cat Day, KOB, Channel 4, KRQE, QRZ.com, ShortwaveRadio.de, Space News, The Times, U.S. News and World Report, Wireless Institute of Australia, World Radio Sport Team Championship, WRAL News, Zero Retries Newsletter, and your listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer non-profit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9PG in Union, Kentucky, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2026. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.
Information about this amateur radio voiceover IT audio news service is on the web at newsline.rfnet.link.
The Green Eggs and Hams Net will begin in 5 minutes. The Green Eggs and Hams Net will begin in 1 minute.
Well, good evening. It is 7:30 on this Saturday, August 1st. Time for the Green Eggs and Hams Net. Hello, my name is Gary, NB2L is the call, November Bravo 2 Lima. I'm located down here in Almond, New York, which is in the southern tier, about an hour's drive from Rochester. The Green Eggs and Hams Net was started back in 2021 by a couple of teams from the Naples, New York area. Max, WT2A, and Joseph, KD2BYT, they began what began as a youth-led initiative has grown into a well-loved weekly gathering for hams of all ages across western New York. We meet here every Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. and we're linked up via the All-Star Link to several repeaters, including WD2KAO in Rochester, KC2KOO in Buffalo, and W2WDS in Naples. However, I believe their repeater is down at the moment. KD2PFE in Alfred, NK2O in Wellsville, on WA3HLC in Ulysses, and the N2AAR, that's the Clara repeater system in Hardcore Bath and Jasper. There are other nodes connected as well, and we also have the Lakeshore Repeater Network with seven repeaters covering Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, McKean, and Potter County. So, with that said, we've got a fairly large footprint here, and the purpose of the net is to promote fellowship among amateur radio operators, take traffic from those looking to buy, sell, or trade amateur-related equipment, or just the same look. We'll take a quick break. So, instructions for checking in tonight to the net, please key off, wait a couple of seconds for the repeaters to sync, and give my call sign, and then unkey and listen for any doubling, in case several people start up at once. And then after that, give your call sign phonetically. Remember, when you key up, pause 2 or 3 seconds so that the repeaters can sync up. Otherwise, we won't get the first part of your call. Then your name and location as well. We'll go through the list and give everyone a chance to share what they've been up to this week and what's on their mind at the moment. If you wish to make a comment or ask a question, you can recheck at any time. So, let's get started with tonight's check-in. General check-in for the Green Eggs and Hams Net. Please call NB2L now.
NB2L. WB2KAO, Whiskey Bravo 2 Kilo Alpha Oscar Tim, Rochester, New York. Good evening, here.
NB2L,
Series
NY1US,
Mike Alpha,
November
21, Sierra, North Wales,
New York.
Okay, we've got N2MAK Mike, we'll acknowledge him, and Tim, WB2KAO. And I think it was Norm in there, but yeah, we had a couple there, so let's try again.
NY1US, November 81, Uniform Sierra, Norm in South Wales.
Yep, we got you, Norm. Any other check-ins for Green Eggs and Hams for this Saturday evening, please call and be too well now.
I've already had this tweeted one.
Well, this is Kilo Echo 2, Charlie, Juliet, Leon, ABQCJL, Airs Out, Newark, New York, Wayne, Johnny.
All right, we'll acknowledge Eric, KE2CJL, and of course we got Norm and Y1US in there as well. Any other check-in for Green Eggs and Ham Net tonight, please call NB2L now. Okay, that last one I could not get the call. It was, you're just barely hitting the repeater there. There's a lot of scratching in there, and I couldn't recognize the call. I don't know if you can change position or up power or something, but you're not quite making it. Do you want to try again?
Relay on the station, Kilo 2, November, Alpha Hotel. Hank, you're pretty noisy into the repeater. K2NAH, that's Hank in Fairport, Gary. Over.
All right, thanks, Tim. Yeah, we're getting some interesting interference even on your signal tonight. I don't know if it's an all-star issue or what, but we'll see how it goes. Anyway, we got you, Hank, N2NAH. Any others before we get started for tonight's net? Go ahead. Nothing heard. I guess I'm in there. Okay. This is NB2L here, that controller for the for Green Eggs and Ham Net tonight. Well, right now we have a pretty well overcast skies and 74 degrees outside here okay, I guess I'm coming through now. I think there was a problem there with my radio, but hopefully I'm getting out. This is NB2L, and we have a nice evening out there. It's overcast, and it's fairly warm. We were just sitting out on the deck there and enjoying the evening hours, and so time to get the net started. And so at this point, we'll turn it over to WB2KAO, Tim, out in Rochester from NB2L. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, thank you, Gary. NB2L and the net, WB2KAO. Good evening, everybody, and welcome. We had a very nice Rock City breakfast at Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road, under the tent. Had a nice get-together. I don't know the number of participants, but it was a nice, it was a very nice get-together, and they did a real nice job for us. We will be at breakfast Monday at Bill's Long Pond Diner at 0900 on Monday, and a picnic in the park on Wednesday at 11:30. First Responders Park, 4310 Lyle Road. These events are posted on 85RagTrueNet.edns.net and 85RagTrueNet Facebook page. Thank you, Gary. WB2KAO, back to that.
All right, Tim. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate the update on the upcoming events there with the breakfast and the picnic. Sounds like a lot of fun. Sorry, I missed the breakfast this morning. I usually try to make breakfast if it's in the south of town and the south end of town, and it was. But I didn't make it out there today either. So at any rate, hopefully next time. Up next, we have N2MAK Mike in West Henrietta. Go ahead, Mike.
This is the NY1US LDAR node for 20675.
N2MAK Mike in West Henrietta. Hello, everyone on the Green Eggs and Ham Net. Finally enjoying a brief amount of downtime and me time. I got a brief break from the kids and driving them around. My wife, Meg, and I went on a girls' trip out in Boston since Thursday, and
Been a real busy week with the kids. Jake's had both soccer and basketball games, and then oldest son Ben, W2BMK, has been working Thursday, Friday, and then tonight as well. But Jake's with a friend down at the Rush Carnival right now, and Ben's at work, so I just finished eating some pizza, and I got about an hour before, an hour to myself before I gotta go pick that up from work, and Jake will be home around 9 or so, and then we're gonna enjoy a nice guy night, watch a movie, old school movie night tonight. We're gonna be watching Cannonball Run 2, great old Burt Reynolds film, looking forward to that, and Ben and Jake love cars, and I think they'll get a kick out of it. I'm pretty sure I've watched it with them sometime in the last couple years, so looking forward to Cannonball Run 2 this evening, and I'm out on the deck right now, and it's pretty nice, so I might throw an antenna up, and maybe play a little radio for an hour while I get back. But that's about it. Send it back to that and to MAK.
Okay, Mike, thanks for joining us tonight, and you guys have a great time this evening with your little guys' movie night. Sounds like a lot of fun. My two granddaughters are going to be coming on Monday morning, or Monday sometime during the day. They live down in Sterling, Virginia, near Dulles Airport. But they're going to be up with us for 10 days, and we're going to be traveling around the area and entertaining them, and so I'm going to probably be in that boat as well. I think we're going to take a trip to Canandaigua Lake and rent a boat out there for a day, and possibly go over to Canisius and go to the Minahan's place there on north of Lakeville. And so we've got a lot of fun things lined up that we're planning to do. And so it's going to be a busy week or so. So anyway, I understand what you're doing, where you're at there. Norm, NY1US is next in line, so go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks. Good evening, Gary, and good evening to everybody on the net tonight. This is NY1US, Norm in South Wales, and it's been a good weekend so far. I just went out to dinner with my wife and her sister and her best friend, so we that's usually a Saturday night routine. We enjoy that very much, so. Other than that, not too much new and exciting. I just noticed on the All-Star Link manual that ASL has telephone portal access, so I'm thinking about maybe playing with that a little bit, see what's going on with it. So. Very good. Well, other than that, everybody have a great weekend, and don't forget to join us Tuesday night on here for the 85 race unit at 7 p.m. Tuesday night. So. Take care, everybody. 73s. Thank you.
All right. Very good, Norm. And we appreciate you joining us and reminding us about that, the 85 Ranch Unit every Tuesday night at 7:30. Well, right here on the same station. Okay, Eric, KE2CJL. I haven't heard from you in quite a while, Eric. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Good evening to you and everybody else on the Green Egg Ham tonight. This is KEGL, Eric. How are you going on? Not much really going on here. Yeah, that's been really busy. Their summer's starting to draw to an end. They had the community yard sale here in Houston. So I had a yard sale here at a house, and that's been a lot of work, you know. Been working, I got 20 years out here, so it's been a lot of work. So I'm glad that's over with. Everything put away and done for, at least for now. So relax tomorrow. Been doing a lot of the stuff on in the evening. A lot of European stuff, pretty early on. I think it's on overseas.org, but I'm going to play radio here tonight. And then, with HF, he said, looking for a multi-band wire. Looking at a 5RV. Looking for something, a 5RV, something like, I guess. So if anybody has or knows anything, you know, a wire that they're looking for, that would be cool. And I have a MFJ VersaTuner 2. It's a model number MFJ945. That is MFJ945 Charlie. That I'm looking to part with, either sell it or possibly trade different antennas. Anyway, I think that's all I got, so I appreciate you having that night. It's good to hear everybody here, and I'll be back in that control.
All right. Thanks, Eric, for jumping in tonight, and definitely thanks for letting us know that you're looking for a wire antenna, a multi-band antenna, as well as a cell getting rid of an MFJ9945C. So we'll throw that out there, and I assume you're good on QRZ. Okay. Hank is next in line. K2NAH. Go ahead.
Hi, Gary. Thank you.
All right, Hank, I didn't pick up what anything you said there. All I got is noise. So you're tripping the repeater, but the audio is not really coming through at all. So you might want to double check that, and we can come back to you if you think otherwise. So we'll, at this point, open it up for some more check-ins for the Green Eggs and Ham Net. Anyone anywhere, just call NB2L now, and we'll get you in the boat.
NB2L, here is KC3NAB, 2-0-Charlie-3, November, El Bravo. Dave in Warren, Pennsylvania. Good evening, here.
NB2L, Kilo-Charlie-2, Kilo-Oscar-Oscar, KC2KO. Hello, Dave in Buffalo. Good evening, Gary.
NB2L, W2WDS, Dean in Naples. Good evening, everyone.
NB2L, Kilo Echo 2, Echo India Oscar, DKE2EIO, Mike and Almond from NB2L and Echo.
All right, then we got another group here. So let's see, let's acknowledge the folks that joined us. We've got, let's see, KC3NAB, Dave down in Warren, Pennsylvania. We've got KC2KOO, Dave, another Dave, in Buffalo, New York area. W2WDS, old friend Dean from Naples. And KE2EIO, neighbor Mike, right down the street here, just a stone's throw. I promise I won't throw any. Dean, just to let you know, I could not get into the W2WDS repeater tonight. You may be well aware of that. I know that you're in the process of moving, and so with that said, I'll throw that out there just in case you weren't aware of it, but I know that that repeater may be down at this point. So with that, let's go back to the list here. KC3NAB Dave in Warren. Go ahead.
KC3NAB. Well, good evening, Gary, and everyone on the net. Hope everybody's doing well tonight. I had a gorgeous day today, and it's turning out to be an equally nice evening, just that outside of it. Not a lot going on around here. We're getting ready for a protracted road trip, and there's a trailer that we stay in several weeks every year, and this year I'm going to set up an HF station. So I have a growing pile of stuff to put in the car, and I'm asking myself now why I bothered to unpack from field day. But there you go. So it'll be fun to play some HF this year. Not a lot else going on here, so I will pass it back to the net control. KC3NAD.
Very good, Dave. Good luck with your trip. Have a great time, and sounds like fun getting a little bit of HF work in there as well. KC2KOO, Dave in Buffalo. Go ahead. All right, looking for KC2KOO. Are you there, Dave? If not, we can come back to you later. You may have gotten sidetracked with the kids. I know it's a busy time for you. So we'll give you another shot here. KC2KOO. All right, we'll come back to Dave in Buffalo there. W2WDS, Dean in Naples. I assume you're still in Naples, but maybe not. Maybe you moved. But anyway, update us, sir.
Okay, Gary. Thank you. And W2WDS, good evening to all. Haven't moved yet. The contractors are moving a little slow up there. It looks like I won't be up there until about October now. But I got a crew coming Monday to pull everything down. The repeater right now is a standalone, but it'll be going dark for Monday if it don't rain. 440 will go dark to 6 meter, and even my communications here to the 85 will go dark. They're going to pull them all down for me, which I really appreciate. And we probably won't be on the air. Even my HF will be going down, so I probably won't be able to communicate until I get up there and get settled up in the city. But with winter coming on, I don't know if I'm going to get antennas up or not. So with that, I want to say 73 to everybody, and it's been a pleasure if I don't hear from you for a while. W2WDS, back to you, Gary.
The money has know where things are, and I know it's going to be a great move there for you. And I'm sure that there's some of the folks from Rock City up there will be glad to help out and give you a hand getting your HF and your antennas set up there in your new location and get you back on the air, sir. Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your updating that, and thanks for joining us tonight. Okay, Mike in Almond, K-E-2-K-I, oh, I'm sorry, K-E-2-K-I-O,
KE2EIO. Go ahead, Mike.
This is KE2EIO. Good evening, Gary. Good evening, everybody. I haven't been on the air much at all lately. Much domestic stuff going on. Can't move my daughter and house improvement and mowing grass all day today. I guess somebody saw a bear down in the village this morning. Wandering through. Probably looking for something to eat. Who knows? Other than that, it's been quiet on my end other than the usual stuff. This is KE2EIO. 73 to everybody. And everybody have a good evening. And Gary, enjoy your porch in the back. On your deck or whatever. I'll put my dog in the house, so you won't bother. Good evening, everybody.
All right, Mike, that sounds great. Yeah, this time of year, man, there's a lot to do outside. Keeping the grounds and the area maintained. And with that, actually, in my case, I don't have quite as much time to play radio. For sure, better in the winter than in this time of year. But be that as it may, we don't have summer that much, so we want to take full advantage of it. Okay, we are at the bottom of the list again, so let's go one more round of check-ins for the Green Eggs and Ham's Net. Please call now, and we'll get you in real quick.
And B2L, KC2KO, will reach out.
All right, Dave, you go ahead, sir.
And B2L, KC2KO, well, good evening, Gary, Tim, and everyone else. I just want to stop by and say hello to everyone. Hope everyone's having a great weekend. And it's just a busy day here with Liz's birthday party, and we're just trying to get things wrapped up. Guys are getting pretty dark from the west here. And it's like the rain gets close, so we're just packing everything in. But just wanted to add one for the count. Wish everyone a great rest of the weekend. Back to you, Gary, MB2L, KC2KO.
All right, Dave. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for your support with all the repeaters, all-star linkage. And we do appreciate that, and have a great time there with the family. It's important stuff. Okay, any other check-ins for tonight's net before we draw to a close? All right, hearing nothing then, we'll make it a wrap. We've got 10 check-ins, including myself, on tonight's net. And so at this point, we'll want to thank each and every one who joined us tonight. Appreciate that. Without you, there would be no net. And a reminder to join us again next Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. for Green Eggs and Hams. And we want to thank all of the repeater owners that that support the net and coverage via the All-Star Link. And so with that said, this is NB2L, net controller for tonight. And I am going to say 73 and be clear. NB2L is clear. Have a good night, and we'll turn the frequency back to normal amateur use.
Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Romeo Fox, last second.